Large college debts certainly are not a problem that's unique to the military, but DoD has special reasons to be concerned about the issue. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the individual financial health of service members is a key aspect of military readiness, one kind of readiness in particular.
The problem here, I might mention, is that the number one reason people in the service lose their security clearance is because of financial problems. And that's something that we absolutely now have to address.
The student debt issue is highlighted in a new report from the newly created Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. CFPB says its research on student loans in the military is still a new endeavor, but it's worried that college debt is the next wave of financial difficulties to hit service members, akin to the tough times many faced during the housing crisis, when many of them were given orders to new duty stations while their homes were underwater. Holly Petraeus is the director of CFPB's Office of Service Member Affairs.
I think we all saw what happened to military homeowners in the past few years when mortgage lenders consistently failed to give them the protections they'd earned under the Service Member Civil Relief Act. According to the GAO, in recent years there were at least 15,000 instances of financial institutions failing to properly reduce service members' mortgage interest rates to 6% under the SCRA, and over 300 illegal foreclosures. And it has taken class action suits and government intervention to fix these problems. As the report released today notes, there are real concerns of a similar problem with student loan servicing and SCRA violations. In fact, I think the problem may be greater with student loans than it was with mortgages, because I believe many more young service members enter active duty with student loans than with a mortgage.
The Service Member Civil Relief Act requires lenders, including college lenders, to cap interest rates at 6% while the borrower is serving on active duty. Petraeus says CFPB has gotten numerous complaints from service members whose lenders refuse to give them that interest rate reduction.
They've been told by their servicer, oh, that only applies if you're going to a combat zone. Completely wrong. So that's an example of a servicer giving out just completely wrong information. So we need to, you know, hold them accountable when they're doing that, get them to fix it, and also educate the service members so they realize that they're not getting the right information. And if they still have no luck, we want them to complain to us so we can then approach the servicer as well.
The report also found the loan companies themselves turned out to be the main source of information for service members about how the system works. That's something CFPB and DOD want to change.
We'll be teaming up with DOD to train JAGs, personal financial managers, and education service officers so that they know about these benefits and consumer protections. And we also plan to push out the message through a variety of media to all service members. We want them to know that even if they didn't know about or ask for their student loan repayment benefits when they entered the military, it's not too late to do it now.
A recent DoD survey of military members found 41% of them are using their military salaries to pay off college debt. A 2008 study by the National Center for Education Statistics found the average service member graduating from college had more than $25,000 in student debt. Petraeus says part of those figures are accounted for by the fact that some members of the military come into the service as a way to pay off student debt in the first place. But CFPB also thinks military members aren't making the best choices about how to repay their loans.
They don't know about their repayment alternatives, and their services are providing them with inaccurate or incomplete information about their options. And they're confused by eligibility requirements for benefits that are so complicated that they either can't figure out what they're entitled to or don't realize that taking one benefit might exclude them from being eligible for another, more helpful one.
While much of the overall student debt borne by military members predates their time in uniform, a significant proportion of it is also racked up by military members who are currently serving. That's despite generous educational benefits like the post-9/11 GI Bill, which covers the entire cost of tuition at the most expensive public university in a service member's home state.
GI Bill and tuition assistance are very generous benefits, but there are schools that definitely cost more than that, and some service members choose to go to those. If they do, certainly we want to encourage them as their first loan source to look at federal student loans, and as a last resort to look at private student loans where you have a lot less in the way of protections. And I also would encourage them to think about, is this a school that really offers something so valuable that they're going to pay above and beyond their benefits to go there? Because there are a lot of schools where you don't have to do that. So it's another education issue for sure, and one that we've definitely been talking about.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.